Hey there, Patreon. Sorry that this update is coming later in the month. I feel like that's been a recurring theme. But it is for good reason this time. That's because I wanted to wait until my 4-year anniversary of being Yuri Voice passed. Or ideally, I would have had it out yesterday because that was the date. But, you know, some things never change. I'm also on the downstairs microphone because I am exhausted and I needed to make this quick, so I didn't bother going upstairs to record on the big mic. So forgive me if this doesn't sound super great. Yeah, so to celebrate, it's been a hard month for me. If you guys haven't heard, I had to put two of my cats down this month. I have been, I'm fine, but it obviously throws a wrench in plans when you need to set aside time to be sad. And yeah, that's a bummer. But I had all these plans for October, you know, all the spooky stuff and some surprises, and that's some of that's still happening, but you know, I wanted to use this time to really get ahead of my content, and I haven't, so go figure. But to celebrate the 4 years of Yuri Voice, tonight on YouTube, I will be streaming with some friends. We'll be playing The Forest, which is adequately spooky, and I'll also be taking your questions and reminiscing and just having a little chat and hang out with everybody. So that'll be a good time. I will link down below. You can hit that link. It'll take you to the video, and it'll be at 6 p.m. Central Time, so less than 2 hours away right now. Yeah, hit the little reminder bell, or just wait. And I hope I see all you guys there. That'll be a good time. So, I'm really excited about an upcoming Finn audio. One, two, skip a few. He's going to get pegged in a cornfield. I don't know. It came to me in a vision. I have other stuff. There's been a lot of great script submissions, and thank goodness for them, because a lot of the things that I had planned to do myself, I haven't been able to do this month because I haven't been feeling too creative. But a few of the things that I do have planned, I'm really excited about. Like, the Finn thing was on a whim. Cowboy Seth is coming. That'll be a good time. Yeah. We hit 70,000 subscribers on YouTube. I'm very happy about that. We've been floating well above 2,000 patrons now. That's all very, very good. And I'm happy about that. Let's see, what else? I have something I'm hoping to have ready for next month. There is something that I would like to make, not necessarily audios for, but adjacent audios. Something neat. Something I have not done. It will involve new artwork. And a character that is not featured on YouTube. So, yeah. That'll be interesting. I don't want to spoil it, because it's kind of a neat idea. And I like surprising you guys. I'm glad you guys really liked the Ghost Boy. That was a submitted script. It is a series. I didn't put the number out of how many audios in the title, because I really didn't know if I could commit to having it all done. But everybody really likes the ghosty boy, and bless Thu for coming in clutch and getting that spooky boy artwork done for me. He's fun. I like the voice effects I came up with for him. It's not just like echoey reverb. I gave him a little something, just a little different. Some people might like it, some people might not. I just wanted to do something different, you know? Cause I'm not, it kind of sucks sometimes doing like holiday themed things because they never seem to slap as much as just my, random ideas. Though I think the Finn thing will probably be a smash. Haha. It's hard coming off of September, where it was a ton of really horny audios. And the channel, I'll put it to you this way. I was basically doing like triple my usual numbers because of the content. And, you know, YouTube almost punishes you for not chasing what works the best for your channel. They've softened some of the language they have in their dashboard, but it used to be like, wow, this video, your viewers are showing less interest in this video. And it's like, or maybe more viewers were showing more interest in the other video. Like obviously, the really, like, broad appeal videos will appeal broadly, like, no shit. But sometimes you have to chase other creative endeavors and change it up. It's annoying to me because, like, Alphonse audios always do good. Let's use Alphonse as a example. But if I just did Alphonse audio, Alphonse audio, Alphonse audio, and I didn't really change anything other than the content of the audio itself, those videos would start to flop. Like, changing up the artwork helps. Changing up, the artwork is a big thing, especially if you go back-to-back with the character. Because it's like just changing the title on the thumbnail, people don't really pay that much attention, and they'll think, oh, I've already seen this or something, and they'll pass on it. That's also why it's rough to do a series and go like, and it's only that character and only that artwork in the series, and you release it really quick. It's like, I don't know, it's either an algorithm thing or it's just people don't want to hear it all at once, which I know sounds fake to you guys, but yeah, keep in mind, you guys are the hardcores, right? Like if you're on Patreon, you are the, you know, you're a big supporter. And I'm grateful. But the broader audience, the whims of the masses, it's always hard to gauge. Especially because some people are like, oh, well, I only really came here for, like, the Aizawa stuff. Or some people only came around for Sidon stuff. It's tough when you do the fandom approach that I've done with my content. And the nice thing is that people love my original characters now. And they actually sometimes perform better than fandom characters. Which is very gratifying and very nice because that means I can have more say and appease more people all at once, but it's tough, especially when you're not a machine. I wish I was sometimes. I've spoken about this before, I'm sure, but I have trouble focusing. I'm working with my doctor to dial it in, but I check all the boxes for adult ADHD. something that I didn't struggle with until my early 20s. And I'm finally, like, I'm trying medication for a lot of things. It's not specifically ADHD we're trying to treat right now. And we're going to see if my current treatment helps. By treating one thing, maybe other things will alleviate. Which is cool. That's going fine. It's really hard to know if you feel better medicine works when, you know, two of your oldest cats die in the same month. It's like, yeah, well, no shit, I'm sad. that happened way earlier in the month, and I'm, you know, it sucks, but I was pretty at peace with it. I talked about it, I believe, on one of the live streams. Somebody asked how things were going, and I mentioned how sick Tom was, and that it wasn't looking good. And it wasn't looking good, so. Yeah. Toshi's fine. I've spoiled him because I worried about him being bored. But he's so chill. He's a very chill cat, very independent. He hasn't been weird about anything. But I'm sure he misses having, Tom around. Him and Sammy never really got along, but he did like Tom quite a bit. And Tom liked him, even when Toshi was an asshole to him. I think they were buds. Other stuff going on. I mean, creatively, I can tell you right now, the one thing I really want to commit to, I have ideas to do before the end of the year, things that'll probably happen, but I don't know how consistent it will be, like, you know, Big Red debuted, stuff like that, but I don't know if I can outright commit to doing a series with him right now, because my big focus, what I really would like to do is, throughout, basically set aside end of November into December and January, I want to pick back up the Alphonse and Seth story, and that will require artwork, it will require time and planning and effort, but I think a winter setting for this next part of the story really suits what I would like to do, and people want it. People are ready. People ask all the time about when there will be more Seth and Alphonse stuff, and I think I wanted more space to do standalone Seth stuff. But I think it's going to confuse people, and I don't want to, it's already really hard trying to tie together these plot threads that are across several videos over the course of a year. Like, I think just going into the next stage of that story will be what I need to do, and then we can branch off and do whatever, and it will have nothing to do with anything, and it'll be its own thing, but. Yeah. Other than that, there's the... I have a big surprise coming. I believe I will be able to have that out at the end of the month. I just need to write and record. It always boils down to, I just need to work. And, I've been getting better at it. I'm able to now. I used to not be able to do this, but I can write scripts just on my phone. I hate texting. For the longest time, I didn't have a smartphone. So, like, my thumbs were not trained to type. But now I'm comfortable writing on my phone, which is something I never thought I would be, but a lot of my scripts, at least like the baseline of it, I can write on my phone, at least like 500 words of it, and then I polish out the rest and fill it out at a keyboard. So that's cool. That's progress. I guess that's about it. Not a lot else going on. 2021 is going to be a big year. I really need to sit down and make a list. Making lists really helps me. Because it's like, even if I know like what's on my to-do list, it's like I can't really think about it unless I get it in front of me and I'm looking at it. It's almost like, it's like bobbing for apples in my brain. So I need to fish out all the apples and put them in a row, you know. It's a unique challenge being a sole proprietor of a business and artist and person, and it's all wrapped in one, and you just have to make it work because it doesn't always want to work. So I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. Yeah, and that is not to say that I don't have help. I do have Fia and Thu are on the team. And I mean, I would be even deeper in a hole if I did not have them to help. But it's still a lot of work that is just me. Because it's just it's stuff that I have to do. It's all my end of things. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to get some water. I'm going to chill and probably have some dinner before the stream tonight. So I hope I'll see you guys there. Have your questions ready. It's going to be really hard to take questions. Maybe there will be like a time where we take questions, maybe before the game. Something. I don't know. It's all on the fly. Thank you for listening. Take care, and you will enjoy what is coming in the next week. So, yeah. Take care of yourselves, and talk to you soon. Bye.